Nearly $390,000 have been spent on the venture, which will set up a video monitoring system along State Street, University Avenue, and other areas police want to watch closely. Backers like Becky Lehman, a UW-Madison sophomore, say the cameras provide them and others with some peace of mind.
My parents worry about it a lot. They're always like, I don't like you walking home late at night, especially as a young woman. Kind of like a safety net, so if I go missing, they might be able to see him on tape or something like that.
UW grad student Nathan Verna says he's not entirely sure how effective the cameras will be, but says they can help police investigate incidents like the recent disappearance and murder of a UW co-ed and the shooting death of a Minnesota man during a fight on State Street.
The abduction of that girl and the bar fights that are going to increase as the school year begins, it's probably a good deterrence for some of that.
But Charles Walter, a longtime Madison resident, wants the cameras out of the picture.
It smacks a big brother, and I'm sure the cost would be significant. Just knowing that you're on police cameras just seems very wrong to me.
Civil rights and privacy are why Eli Judge Alverman of District 8 says it's important to discuss such issues with police and city officials. Judge says another question is on the nature of the cameras themselves.
I was concerned that the cameras were switched from mobile to fixed, given that crime has a tendency to not simply disperse because of the location of a camera, but rather relocate.
When installed, Madison police can monitor footage from their cars using wireless laptops. The plan is part of Madison's new downtown safety initiative to address recent muggings and assaults of local residents and students since last year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.